All right, good Friday morning, church. I just started on my second cup of coffee for the morning, and here we are on the last day of the week, and it is my pleasure and enjoyment to be able to spend these mornings with you, even if it is just for a few minutes. For us to read God's Word together, to get His Word in our heart. This morning, we're looking at Psalm 90. Again, God's saving word for the day is prayer. And this psalm is a communal prayer that reflects the human quest to understand life's meaning, particularly as life draws to a close. It juxtaposes the eternal nature of God with the shortness of human life. In this psalm, the Lord is called our home, and the psalm was most likely written in response to the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 586 BC. Prior to that time, home or house in the psalms would have referred to the temple. Let's go ahead and begin reading Psalm 90. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. You tell us to return to what we were. You change us back to dust. 1,000 years to you are like one day. They are like yesterday, already gone, like a short hour in the night. You carry us away like a flood, and we last no longer than a dream. We are like weeds that sprout in the morning, and then grow and burst into bloom, and then dry up and die in the evening. We are destroyed by your anger. We are terrified by your fury. We place our sins before you, our secret sins, where you can see them. Our life is cut short by your anger. It fades away like a whisper. 70 years is all we have. 80 years if we were strong. Yet all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. Life is soon over, and we are gone. Who has felt the full power of your anger? Who knows what fear your fury can bring? Teach us how short life is, so that we may become wise. How much longer will your anger last? Have pity, O Lord, on your servants. Fill us each morning with your constant love, so that we may sing and be glad all our life. Give us now as much happiness as the sadness you gave us during all our years of misery. Let us, your servants, see your mighty deeds. Let our descendants see your glorious might. Lord our God, may your blessings be with us. Give us success in all that we do. Today's key verse is Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. You know, in this psalm, we read about God's affirming his eternal nature and his everlasting care for mankind. And then the psalmist goes into describing how short life is. What are your thoughts about the verses, you know, about God's anger? What does the writer ask of God? You know, there's a beloved hymn, O God, our help in ages past. That's based on Psalm 90, and you might want to look that hymn up and compare it with the psalm. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. And again, speaking of how eternal God is and yet how short our lives are. Let us pray. O God, you are our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, and our eternal home. Fill me each morning with your constant love, and may your favor rest upon me each day of my life. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end. I pray God's very best blessings on your life for the rest of this day and the rest of the weekend, and I sincerely hope to see you all in church on Sunday. God bless you, and be blessed.